Hello and welcome back to Misfit Media, a podcast about queerness, disability, fatness and more, with a focus on personal experience, knowledge and intra-community topics. I'm your host Delta and my pronouns are they, them. Thanks for tuning in today.
Xenogender Visibility Day is coming up, so this episode will be about xenogender terms. But before we get into anything at all, I have
an announcement.
I now run a shop where I sell mostly queer pride merch and also some disability pride merch, and there will be other stuff in the future, but I will put the link in the description. I already have a very full shop, so I encourage you to have a look. And I also have a
la 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 life update.
So I don't even know if I spoke about this on the podcast yet, but I started learning Braille back in March, and I now finished the first workbook, meaning that I now know all the letters and a full stop, how to do capital letters and numbers, which is cool. And the next step, I'm pretty sure, will be contracted Braille. And it's cool. I love it. I love reading it. I love writing it. I'm so glad I am privileged enough and able to have Braille lessons for free with my local blind organization. And now it's time for the
post of the week.
This week's post is by the Fat Doctor on Instagram, and it's white text on a black background that says, "Just because everyone says something is good for you doesn't mean it is. Don't confuse popular public opinion with facts." You know, this is about diet culture and trying to lose weight. So, yes, I agree. And this has been the
post of the week.
So, the first term is xenogender, obviously. Xenogender is an umbrella term for non-binary genders that are defined by things we don't usually associate with gender, like objects or concepts or similar things. The next term is anthrogender, which is the opposite of xenogender. It describes all genders that are not xenogender and are defined by things that we usually do associate with gender. So this includes the two binary genders, but also a lot of non-binary genders like neutral, maverick, androgyne, or even genderlessness like agender. The third term is aesthetic gender, which describes xenogenders that are related to sensory experiences. It's a huge umbrella term for genders that are related to sounds or tastes or visual things, smells, textures, or other feelings, that sort of thing. And this can include so many things like genders related to songs, genders related to a picture, genders related to an aesthetic, like goth gender or something. The fourth term is noun gender, overlaps a bit with aesthetic gender, but it literally just describes a gender that is just called a noun, like star gender, which is a gender related to stars, or robot gender. And all of these things that are literally just a noun and then the word gender, and the gender is defined by whatever that noun means. And the last term is xenic, which describes a xenogender alignment, like male or female aligned. Xenogender aligned or xenic doesn't necessarily mean that you are xenogender, but that you relate to the concept of xenogender or to xenogender people on a certain level. And this have been all the terms I will go over today.
Hope for humanity.
Hope for humanity. The person who gave me hope for humanity this week is actually my Braille teacher. When I first got registered with this blind organization, I asked them to change my name because I go by a different name than my legal name. And last time, my Braille teacher asked why I changed my name. And, well, they're already good that she waited until there's, like, some sort of trust and some sort of relationship to ask. And didn't just ask, like, in the second lesson after I changed it. And I just told her, you know, I'm non-binary and this name just feels better. And she was lovely about it. She kept forgetting the word non-binary, which is fair enough because she's, like, in her 60s, I think. And she told me about some personal ties to the non-binary community through family members and stuff. But yeah, she was just great about it. And then she said, like, it's a pleasure to know you, and ask me for a hug. And yeah, it was just very, very lovely. And now it's time for the
song of the week.
This week's song This man, I feel like a woman by Shania Twain, because I was also at a queer event and they played it, and I think someone had stuck in their head and kept seeing it, so now I have it stuck in my head too. I don't even particularly like this song, and this has been the
song of the week. If you enjoyed this episode or even the entire podcast, please consider sharing it with a friend or on social media. You should also consider following Misfit Media on your preferred podcast platform, because that way you will never miss an episode again. For everything else, such as my social media, the Misfit Media Spotify playlist, sending me a voice message, sending me anonymous questions, or my email, all of that can be found in the link tree in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and until next time, be safe.